Okay, next piece. Amar Rav. So Rav says, "Bitchila bechaymer." Says by Mar. So, which he says is machlifin leches anoshim lenoshim. So the morale speaks of it. Pirish, kishloisha merirus chayim hoyalehem. They had three merirus chayim. Ha'echad avoida koshim chayim levenim. Who can I get chay other pashis boya? Va'achakach leshabroisim besode. Bezeim fne atzmoi. Kimashu bebase of the Shoysa by the Kosher Bemeshu bebase of Noachlo, the Ilomash Shibdu behem Shaloy Bemakum Shalem Udovish Ainim Urgul, Vizel Miros Chaim Yoysa, Bakach Achaka Hoysifo Yoysa, the Shabbat Ben Beferat of a Kosher, Shlish Lachlan Lassanoshi Nashi. Kolan is coming because of Kulan Vrain Rinod. So he says the three Avoida Koshers were building the Sada. And then about being machlif, the in the bias, the isha and the was isha and so on. So he says, the kasha taskel ma'oid bechachma timotze kol davim el advarim nitim dvarim gedolim amukim. Each one of these three things is telling you something very, very deep. Vashibud mitzad echot shesham hashibud chayim levenim o kneged hazayin hay meshabnim kol avayda besoda. So it's very, very cryptic remarks over here, and he leaves it like that. In Gvuras Hashem, in general, the morale in Chiddush HaGadlus rarely is different than his forum who speak about the same Agarata. Ad Kedikach, so all you once told me that he thinks the Chiddush HaGadlus is just somebody collected it from the Sfarim. I don't know. But Al Kopanim, he speaks a little bit about it in Gvuras Hashem. And he says, again, he finishes it. He says, V'kashe taskum oid b'chachma, timotze kol dovem el dvarim nitim edvarim doylem oid amukim. It's all telling very big things. Actually, after the fire shayis. Now, in the Gevuras Hashem, there's a Ksav Yad that was put out by Eshel Publications, and it has in it and it has the Maral's first version of Gevuras Hashem, and in it he writes, erases, crosses out, redoes. It's really amazing. You see his first draft being rewritten. Over there he has a whole hezba. I'll say it over betamtzis. He says the three things are. He says the Mitzrim recognized that Klal Yisrael's chus was on the three avis, shubeflechus avis, sheroitzel l'shabdom b'chol midas abaysehem, and therefore they're connected to the three avis. Now one would have assumed. I mean, the Chazal do speak about. Loike Avram Shnikar Har, Loike Yitzhak Shnikar Soda, Loike Yaakov, Ela Yaakov Shnikar Bayis. So, in a sense, the Avram being the Har, which are the tall buildings, the pyramids, and so on, Yitzhak being the Soda, and Yaakov being the Bayis. It sort of fits reasonably well. He doesn't say it quite that way. He says like this. Avram, it says, Mipnesha Avram hayo roish binyan ha'olam. Avram was the one who started building the world. Ki mimenu ischel binyan ha'olam, kishan ha'pam harbe, hayo mishab nes yisrael b'chayim bol v'venim shim said a binyan. So it's the act of building. He doesn't refer to it as a har, and doesn't seem to give it that context. And then he brings a gematria of a chaymer's gematria Avram. Then he says, "As kol avoda besoda is Yitzchak, shenem Yitzchak ve'elik Yitzchak l'suach basoda," and they wanted to be meshabed klal yisrael the mid of Yitzchak, which is soda. As kol asha avdom beforech who midos asha Yaakov, ki beforech is meshabed ruch asha adam, and v'chol yimei Yaakov ruch was neshbar pnei atzores. And at the end it says, "Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem." So he goes on a different track. he speaks about binyan, he speaks about sada, he speaks about ruach. So I would like to understand. I don't think he means what he talks about always in terms of har sadas. I think he means something else. I try to explain what I think he means. The input of avodas adam in this world is on three levels. A person takes what exists in this world and puts it together in different ways that make it much more sophisticated, usable, and so on. Your classical, the seven classical machines, quote unquote, of physics, you know, the screw, a lever, etc. You're basically taking things that exist, and all you're doing is you are rearranging it. You're adding work to rearrange it and to make it something that is useful and put together. That mahalach is always the first. In other words, the first step in changing the world, in bringing out potential in the world, the first madrega of bringing out potential is to take things that exist and put them together in a way that work better. As part of avodas adam, when we talk about adam's avoda to do things in this world, this is the primary way of doing it. So Avraham Avinu, who was first, the first thing he did was he looked around at the world, and by looking at all the pieces synchronized, the Shemesh, the Levana, and the Galgalim, and everything, how it works, he came up with Emunah. So that is the first Yesod, that's the Yesod of Ruchnius, one level of Ruchnius. A second level is a person takes a plant and plants it. So what happens is the person activates an internal mechanism that is dynamic on its own. In other words, I put in X amount of energy in planting this in the ground. So when I build something, the amount of energy I put in is what comes out, just rearranged. So I put in X amount of hours moving block on a block. So that's what I have. When I plant something, so the energy I put in was X, it starts an internal process in the tree that is much, much bigger than the effort I put in. And that now, that process is something that keeps going on its own. It's internal within the tree, the plant, and it was activated by me putting it. That's a second diagram. So Adam, in this world, puts down things, and he those things begin to... There's a steady internal flux of exchange of materials, etc., etc., etc. That's a second diagram. There's a third type of object in this world, and that is something that has a hashra of ruach on it. For instance, the brain and the mind. Without a brain, there's no mind, but the mind is not explained by the internal workings of the neurons. The neurons are a base for it, but it's more than that. A guf and a neshama. There is nothing in a guf. Without a guf, there's no neshama in the world. But the guf itself contains nothing inside it, mitzaratzma, that would ever produce a neshama. So the third darga is, I provide a kli that then produces something that is above it. It serves as a platform for something that's above it, what we would call hashra'as hashchina. It means the kli is there as a means for it. If I could find some vague tsushta, like a catalyst in a chemical reaction. The catalyst itself never gets used up. The catalyst itself is not in the process, but it provides a hitimtza for the process to happen. So the third darg of Ruchnius is where a person does things and they become a hechetimtza for something on top of it. A little bit like the Mesillas Yesharim when he speaks about Kedusha. He says a person's mekadesh himself a little bit here, and mekadesh himself harbe milamala. In other words, the main point in Kedusha is that you produce a platform, and that platform contains Kedusha coming from somewhere else, not because you've activated something internally, but because that's the way it works. There's a ruach that comes into it that's different. I have a tzushtal for it. The by Yecheskel. In Yecheskel, it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu took him to the valley, and he asked him at Tichyena at Samaseilu, and he says Atu Yadata. So it says the bones came together. I think Vayilokto Etzem al Etzem. I think it's the Lashon. The bones started coming together, and the putting together the bones in the skeleton is an act of binyan. Vayivin asatzela. It's you take the bones that are scattered and you snap them into place. Then it says vayikremu gidin v'or. It grew a or and a gidin. And that is the way it says in the pasuk. That's sort of they didn't exist before, but somehow they grew out from those atzamos. And then it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu blew a ruach into them. So you have the binyan is the first stage, and that is the atzamos. The second stage we would call it smicha, where it's the or and the gidin coming out from that core bone and covering the body, and the body taking on the flesh to bone is a tzmicha. You can take a cell from the bone, fiddle with it, and you'll get gidin and or and basa. And finally, the ruach, the body is a means for it, but that's not what it is in itself. So you have the same three layers of binyan. And then you have Zuriya, which is that process of Tzmicha. Then you have Ruach, which is the difference between Balachayim, the Klal Yusam, Someach. In other words, a Balachayim, we somehow see the Ruach as being something outside of itself. A Someach, we see it an internal process locked in that's happening all the time. I was thinking, I guess, a little bit apropos to Hanukkah. Next week, I'm not going to be away. You know, it's very interesting. You have in the Beis Hamikdash, there's the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Binyan Bayis is the first mitzvah about the Bayis is called Binyan. And basically, it's taking different elements and putting them together. Rearrange them. So you take Zav and Kesef and so on, and for that you have the Chachmei Lev, and they put it together, and that's one. The next step is Avoida. And the Avoida is a process, but you have many phenomena associated with Avoida that, you know, if you in Yom Kippur, when we speak in Yom Kippur, when we say the when we do the Avoida, afterwards it says that, you know, when the Beis was standing, the rain would now be blessed, and everybody would go home joyful, and the crops would come, and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. These were sort of, let's call them a quasi-natural, it's a process. In other words, Avoida is called Lechem Ishai, it's you doing the Avoida, that's the input, and out comes all sorts of all sorts of different wonderful things. The third chelik is called Hashras Hashchina, and that is distinct. You see, when they were mechanech the Mishkan, they built the Mishkan, they did the Avoida, but there was no Hashras Hashchina. And the Hashras Hashchina was an Eish that came down and it ate everything. So we have clearly... The Mishkan was built to specs, I mean, that's what it says. It's Yom Hukam Mishkan. Everything was perfect. The Avoda went on, and they were makir for 7 days, and all the Avoda was done perfectly. There was no issue with that. And still, the third piece was in place. And Asheras HaShechina is the core of what it's supposed to bring to. Until Moshe Rabbeinu went around and he said, you know, Yirotz HaShish HaShechina Masideichem, this is what happened. Of the Chelke HaMishkan and Beis HaMikdash, if we ask ourselves what is the Chelek that is connected to that, so what it says in Gemara is that the Menorah is Eidus Hu L'chol Bei Olam that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Shechinah Shoyin Yisrael. The Achilas Karbanis, even though the Eish was Min HaShemayim, but that Eish really was an Eish that it just didn't stop. One did not see a new Eish. One did not see it anywhere else either. It kept going. It didn't shine out in any way, and b'meila, it didn't give off the sense of Ashuras HaShechina. The aura of the menorah, the nays that he with this one he would start and would finish with the Nemaravi. So the atzmius of that point was a gilui that even though the Eish needs the Shemin, it's not tied to it. And therefore, if it's not tied to it, then we see that's a very different phenomena. It's not bringing out something from within the oil. It's the oil being a platform for something else. The way a guf is a platform for neshama. You know, we're sometimes amazed. Sometimes we gauge people's strength on certain physical. You know, the person's X tall, the amount of muscles, weight, and so on. A person on when he's under tremendous stress, exuberance, or whatever it is, he displays certain kohos that we don't imagine to be inside. It's almost as if Ruach Yishech Al Kelenu, we feel that it's a spirit carrying him. And you know, the Menorah was the place where Ashuras HaShechina was brought into this world. Everything else, all the other Nisim, was sort of hidden. They sort of, you know, nobody ever got apostle. All the other Nisim were more in the absence of something rather than a clear thing. So al kapanim, of the inyanim that were, so when the yivanim were prayers of Beis HaMikdash, they made pirtzis, they were kalkim, etami, everything. So the restoration of the binyan itself and being guided the process was nice. Restoring avoida was good. But the nekuda, that third nekuda of Ashuras HaShechina, was the place where it should have revealed itself and did reveal itself was in the menorah, because that's be'etzim where is that type of makom. And if you think about it a little bit, the Yevanim and Klal Yisrael, they actually were, this was the point of contention. But let's think a little bit about it. When you're dealing with really crass umas olam, the Persian drinkers, so they believe only this physical, and everything physical is basically just, you know, as it is, eat the meat, drink the wine, and so on. The Yevanim were intelligent people, and they saw in bringing out human chachma, in developing chachma and so on, is something very noble. And developing anything, and, you know, anytime you brought out the best in the human body, the best in this, developing what's inside was very much on their radar screen. And they were, that's what, in that sense, they were way ahead of the pagans and so on, because they had a sense that there's a lot to be brought out from inside. What they hotly disputed was that there could be anything more than that. There is nothing more than what is. There is no such thing as beyond where we are. It's everything is within, not beyond. And that you know, on a certain subconscious level, was the point of contention. It's the same way when you speak to a very fine, intelligent, secular person, he will not debate the fact that a person who controls his taivis is a nobler person. A person who thinks and ponders the world is nobler. A person, a man of spirit, all of that, a very fine person would go along with it, and that would be fine. But the idea that you're tapping into something beyond is absolutely not. The Ish Emuna believes that the ultimate is when we become a mahalach for something else. The Rambam, when he writes about Ruach HaKodesh, so Ruach HaKodesh is not a divine message, a voice, but he says a person understands in a way that he recognizes is not his understanding. In other words, his mind has enlarged itself beyond capacity, and he recognizes that. And he recognizes that he's a different person. That's basically how the Rambam types Ruach HaKodesh. It's something where the person is teufis, that he has more than it is there, and more than is just bringing out what's internally there. It's something where the person becomes a kli for something above him, a kli for something beyond him. Okay, any questions, any points, anything?
Just back to the mitzvah.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that the reason they couldn't stand him, because it was, it's the same thing, but it's a hefech of Tzurus Adam. Their Tzurus Adam was a hefech of this one. And then the next one also is that they tried to break down all the halakim of the person.
Yes.
That's how they attacked it.
Correct.
Can that be what he means, the Maharal, or not?
I'm sorry?
Can that be what he means in his three?
Yes. He says they deliberately tried to crush. You know, they said these are three areas, and that three areas that they stand out in, and we need to get at each one of these areas if we want to crush them as a people, so that we no longer see them as people, and feel that their existence interferes our existence. We need to go to all three of them. I think that's what Maral means. He means all three, in all three areas, we want to put them down, but we want to put them down within the kuda that specific to it. Correct. Yes. Yes.
I didn't catch, why was the menorah the source of Hashras HaShechina more than the Mizbeach?
Because on the menorah, it says that it says Eidus Yilchol by Oilam. What's the Eidus? That the lamp, the nair that you started with finishes, which means that the fire that's on that nair is coming from somewhere else. It's not coming from within, because all the oils are the same, and each oil is supposed to last the equivalent. So one cupful of oil equals one cupful of oil equals one cupful of oil. So there's no way in the world that you could start with one and finish with one, because oil only has X amount of energy within it to burn. If the fire is simply the internal energy coming out, then that is an impossible. The fact that the Ne'amah Ravi lasted more and it's shown out to the world established the fact that there is something more. The Beis Hamikdash is a kli for something more than just what's in it. The ability to it's almost identical. The ability to produce more for the same effort tells me it's coming from someplace else. But let's take a simple example. You have five people that have a grocery store, and your average intake for grocery store is $50,000 a year, and one of them is getting $500,000 a year out of it. He's obviously also running some sort of operation over there. Something's going on there. Where's it coming from? A grocery store maxes out at $50,000, and this person has $500,000 coming out of a grocery store. So about Korcho, the money's coming from someplace other than the groceries that he's selling. If the internal energy that Shemin possesses is equivalent, Shemin is Shemin is Shemin. And yet constantly, this Eish constantly is making a statement, it's an Eish that comes from somewhere else. It needs oil. As soon as the oil goes out, there is no Eish. This Eish doesn't float on empty air. But it's just like the neshama on the guf. You can, you know, without a guf, there's no neshama. But you can have as much meat as you want. There's not going to be a neshama in that meat because a neshama comes from somewhere else. It's using it, but and that's what Ashuras Hashchina is. Ashuras Hashchina means within the context of A, you have Shchina, which is infinite, but it's within the context of A, and that's why it's a huge step, you know, towards understanding of Likus. It's the furthest we can get. We don't grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shchina is something we can deal with because it's within a framework that we can, that's tangible, but its Teichin is beyond it.
Can I ask a mundane question?
A mundane question?
Yeah, sort of. You read the Maral about you read it like this. Where is it? Echad u'ashibud mitzad echad sheshom ashibud b'chor mil b'veinim u'keneged ha'zayin, you read. And yes. He says u'keneged zeh. Is that a mistake? I have this Maral. Is this?
So I don't have that. You have to finish the question. It could be that you're right. I don't know. I have the older edition than you have.
But you don't attribute any meaning to it. Hazayin. Well, what it could possibly mean.
I was wondering. I don't know. I didn't know if he means Zion spheres. It's hard to believe because it doesn't make any sense. It could make sense in context. I my gut feeling is that you're probably more correct. But the edition of the Chiddush HaGadol I have is the old edition. Yours is new.
They obviously changed it. I want to know if they're a bunch of bucks or they.
Listen,
if I could rely on their change.
What you're saying, I have no idea. What you're saying makes more sense. My question is, did they have the manuscript? They just corrected a typo. Did they do it miseichel and svar and just decide it's a much more simpler reading? I don't know. I don't know who did it. I have no idea.
Okay.